It's a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming here live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, your mob. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Let's talk digital health, digitalhealth.gov.au, and trending topics. People often refocus on prioritising health in the new year with resolution to lose weight, increase physical activity, eat better, and reduce daily stresses. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Daily Brother, Steve Renouf, consumer advocate, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander champion, and also a former Bronco, Queensland State of Origin, Kangaroos, Australia, and a Daily Black fella on the line. My brother, very good morning, Steve. How are you? You there, Steve?
Hey, Trevor, how are you, mate?
Hey, I'm good, my brother. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, look, Steve Renouf here, Australian Digital Health Agency, consumer advocate. Talking to you about the start of the year.
Yeah, beautiful, 2023. And look, we make resolutions, don't we? But we don't have to wait till January 1 to make resolutions, do we, Steve?
No, and that's what it's all about, Trevor. It's about, you know, the big thing I find is, getting on top of your health early in the year. And you never really see anyone put those up, on social media, what they're going to do for their resolution. But, it is so important, especially coming out of that Christmas period, that,
yes,
you know, we go and get checked, your health check at the start of the year.
And we're talking about people, different strokes for different folks. If you're the type of person who want to advertise and put it out there, more power to you. But if you're on the quiet and shy side, it's a private thing, then do that too. But let's get on it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, and those results, can be uploaded to your My Health record. So if you've got a registered organisation that has a My Health record, you can ask for that to be uploaded. And then you've got that there. And, and see, for me, that's a big thing. I mean, I had a blood test done, late December, just before Christmas.
Yeah.
And I got the results same time as my GP, so I haven't been able to check in with my GP because I've been on holidays. So I got on My Health record and I got to see all my results. Now I'll still wait to talk to my doctor about that.
We've got access to our health situation, haven't we?
Sorry, mate. Yeah,
we've got access to it. Yes.
Yeah, we got access to it, and that sort of gives people the aims to be around, have control of their own health. And that's what the My Health record offers. If you can see that, you can see what's on there. And obviously, you guys still got to do what your GP or your specialist tells you.
Sure.
But it's about knowing what's on there. And you can put on and leave on that record whatever you want. And it's totally up to you as the user.
Yeah, fantastic. And if you look at it, we as human beings, we may have a goal orientated in regard to our finances or our studies, to where we want to be in 5 years' time. Very rare we take a look at that person in the mirror in regarding their health, you know what I mean? And we need to take that on board. Smoking, drinking, too much couch, not enough ouch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. And, they are the good things. And,
yes.
The things that, and you see people, they do, some commit to it and they go, I want to be better than this and this, and that's great. But alongside that is actually where you have, medically or physically at from a clinical point of view. And that's where it comes back to blood tests and getting your 715 health check.
Yes.
And, the doctors take you through that. They'll ask your history and see where you're at. And as I said, a blood test, a simple blood test in a lot of areas can tell the doctor a lot of things about a person.
Exactly. And look, we as First Nation people, we're at the table as too. When we're talking about closing a gap, life expectancy, we've got to do our bit as well,
Yeah, exactly. And look, this is another area I work in, and it's around preventative.
Okay.
And we all talk about preventative health. Well, that's getting your 715 health checks, and that's talking to your GP about saying, well, at your appointment, you can say to your GP, everything you're writing down there, can you put that on my My Health record? So if I go to another GP somewhere else, that information's there. he can access it, or she can access it for me, yes, to see what my last appointment was talked about and, yes, what was recorded.
Yeah, thank you. That's right, exactly. And then they can continue in regard to the diagnosis of what's happening with you as an individual.
Yeah, and that's why it's such a great safety net that you have that there, to go forward. And then you don't have no worries when you're travelling around your health. And, you know, and once again, as I said earlier, it's about taking control of your own personal health.
Yeah, sure. And also the other hat we wear as parents, it's our job and duty to also look after our young ones as well and regarding their health check, yep?
Yeah, definitely. Kids are going back to school. They've been out for 6 or 8 weeks, away from school. There's all these, common, disease that they can catch coming back, So a lot of them can be prevented by vaccination as well, and you can actually see where your children are at with your vaccinations.
Sure.
Obviously around COVID at the moment, influenza, chicken pox is another one, and meningitis, which is a very dangerous one. So you can find out where they are. But there's the common ones with kids going back to school, your colds, your gastro, pink eye, and all that sort of stuff. And it probably around talking to the parents about saying to their kids about their own personal hygiene, about washing your hands before you eat, and just going through that. Sorry?
The fundamentals, you know?
Yeah, fundamentals.
You know, before dinner, eat, wash, shower, what have you,
Yeah, and, we were taught that as kids. And as a young fellow, it was drilled into us. There's 12 of us, so it's just something you do. I do secondhand, but it's a good way of teaching the kids to do it, especially before school, because, going back into school, not all the families do it, and your kids are at risk of catching, some of those conditions.
Yeah, beautiful. Good information. Thank you so very much, my brother. Before I let you go, let's quickly talk football. How are the Broncos looking for 2023, brother?
Look, I think they're going to be they'll go well. I mean, look, I think everyone sort of was disappointed in the way they ended the season, but that's their best season in 4 years.
Yes, I agree.
And there was a lot of positives came out of that. So for me, disappointed in those last 6 games or 4 games, whatever it was, but they will bounce back.
With young Reece Walsh being there too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, young Reece has come now. To be honest, we probably struggled a bit. No disrespect to the fullbacks we had, but
sure,
Reece Walsh is a seasoned fullback, even at his young age, so he's going to add a lot of dynamic to that team.
Yeah, I think so too. My brother, good talking with you. You look to stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Rev. Appreciate it, bro.
See you, brother. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Steve Renouf, consumer advocate, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander champion with Digital Health, and just talking about focus in on your health. Here we are, 2023, talking about resolutions and regarding your goals and dreams, regarding your finances or job occupations or business entity, whatever it gets to be. Look at your health and take care of your health, and health will take care of you. That's what it's all about. Have your saying yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
There's a road that I'm bound to. There's a highway that leads to glory. Sweet Jesus, take my hand. So far away. So far away from this world, it pulled me out from barricade. Let me stand on these rocks, always take my hand so far away. So far away from these
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416. I've been droving, I've been drinking, I've been Christian, I've been everything. But there's one more thing I gotta tell you before I go. Here I live in this tin shack, nothing here worth coming back. The drunken fights, awful sights, people drunk most every night.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say, your mob. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbleberg Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. Happy New Year 2023. And the program kicks off again, and it's our third program for this year, 2023. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? All topics, and the phone's open for anybody and everybody who want to talk about all topics. Let's look at the top stories in the news today. Russia hasn't been destroyed by Western sanctions. It still has something that the rest of the world needs. It's a statement there. Also, we need him here. Djokovic come back, melts Melbourne hearts. And we're talking about almost surroundingly cheery despite fears of abuse from crowd. Distractors remain as some fans question his character. Other statements here. China's COVID-19 cases may have hit 900 million. Australia should brace itself. There's a statement there. So we're not out of the woods regarding COVID-19. How our dreams can predict a brain disease. Other statements here. Messi fight on cards for Mullen's Senate vacancy. Greta Thunberg detained at German cold protest. And other sources, stars condition worse than anyone knows. And we're talking about Jeremy Rayner's condition, much worse than anyone knows after snowplow accident. The project slam for shocking Margaret Robbie interview. Cringeworthy is the statement there. Did ADHD hold me back? What's like to be diagnosed in midlife? Have you seen photos of these gigantic anti-drone guns that were made by Sydney company? That's going global. Statement there. Also, nude scandal months before Carrie split. Margie Robbie touched it down in Sydney's fans' wedding ring. And the statement also there, surgeon barred from practice after 2000 impacted by a colonoscopy bungle. So there are your statements there for the news headlines for today. Have your say in Yarn Up Song. Add to the conversation in National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. All is here for your yarns here on National Talk Black. Like I said, it's a one-hour program, and a big shout-out to our First Nation radio stations, Frost's Deadly Country Vales, our Deadly Black Network, and look, making all our stories strong in the media and hearing it from black voices with black issues. There it is.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Woke up out along a Chinatown hill, Mark and Posse hung along corner. Sootia puse keme kikin bucket in the kani. Yes, you love us and you see what a martini.
Tintin back.
We are the people.
Yeah, to Deadly, we are happy people. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. That Deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Call the number Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bumper Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. All right, now Australian and Queensland governments must do more to save reef sharks from extinction. Almost two-thirds of reef sharks and rays are threatened with extinction. Queensland government must remove gill nets from Great Barrier Reef waters. Federal Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek must fully protect the endangered scallop hammered shark from fishing. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Leonardo Aguda, Australian Marine Conservation Society shark scientist and conservation lead in this space. A very good morning, Dr. Leonardo. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, we share this beautiful world with our marine life as well. So we need to do a bit more, is what you're saying, regarding saving reef sharks, yes?
Yeah, 100%. A big global study has come out today, and what it's shown that two-thirds of the world's shark and rays that live in and around coral reefs are at a higher risk of extinction. Mm. And some of these species are in our waters, in the Great Barrier Reef and other reefs across the country. So there's a lot we can do, and that's why I'm here to talk to you about it.
We as human beings, are we out there killing these sharks and marine life, or is it themselves with the other marine life that's eating them? What's the case there? You there? Dr. Leonard? No? We'll try and get him back. We lost Dr. Leonardo Guida and find out what's happening there. We're talking about the protecting almost two-thirds of reef sharks and rays are threatened with extinction, and we cannot have that. Any animals, I mean, like I said, you name a few, but like look at the Tasmanian devil, for example, no longer, you know. We need to protect the animals and live with them. We as First Nation people, that way inclined. So we need to have that conversation. We'll try and get back Dr. Leonardo Guida and continue that conversation, very important conversation. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Like I said, it's a one-hour program, but our voice for our people as First Nation people and talking about all topics, and it's great to have a vehicle as such. You can utilise it by having your say. 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. As BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Okay, talking about claiming days, blocking days out. Well, you need to block out the 21st of January next year, 2023. Black Day Out is back, and it's happening, 2023, with Big Ancestor Energy. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister, and that's Alethea Beetson, and she's a curator for Black Day Out. And on the line, a very good morning, my sister. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, sister. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yep.
Christmas. Yeah, beautiful. Deadly Footprint, thank you very much for coming to the program. Black Day Out, we're back, and it's happening on January 21st, 2023. So let our listeners know about the Black Day Out, sister.
Black Day Out is a day-long festival celebrating First Nations music. Mm. We kicked off last year and we had Shakaya, Alice Guy, Barker, and we're coming back this year at the same venue, the Tivoli, and we're having a lovely lineup of artists, The Last Connection, Chloe Terrier, Dreaming Now, Kian, and more. And it's just a really fun day for the mob to get together and have a party to celebrate First Nations music and for the wider community to come and listen to our music as well.
Fantastic. And so where's the venue again, sister?
The Tivoli in the Fortitude Valley. Right. So it's an iconic music venue that has multiple stages, and we use both of those stages so that we can have as many mob play on the day as possible.
and looking at the word black, B-L-A-K, Black Day Out. So we're with having Black Day Out, like I said, another platform that we use for mob to get together and to get inspired and to have connection, but also shake booty, you could say, in regard to Deadly Artist. Who we got performing at Black Day Out, January 21st, 2023?
Well, we have a pretty stellar lineup of some iconic artists like The Last Connection, which I know the mob are really excited about, and some breakout stars like Chloe Terrer, Kian, and, you know, Dreaming Now, who's doing really well.
Yes.
And then some emerging artists that we're hoping people will fall in love with, the way we have, like, Jabana, Dejaka, Soulchild, Ethan Enoch, Keely, and Alistair Grace. So mostly an artist as folks who are from so-called Queensland, and that's, you know, this is where we're based, so we're building the event from here outwards and excited to be able to showcase local artists.
No, fantastic. It gives the opportunity for young and upcoming artists to perform and to get recognised and get known. And nothing beats black on black. And when you're talking about our mob performing for our mob, that's empowering as well to individuals performing, but also to the audience who are participating.
Absolutely. That was what the main thing we noticed at the last Black Day Out, whilst it was open to the wider community. It was just a room full of mob. I don't think I've seen the Tivoli full of that many mob before.
Yeah.
And it just became our space. And it was, you know, the people who did come from the wider music industry or the wider community just got to be in our space and see how we celebrate music. And it's just different. And it's important to have those spaces.
Exactly. Now, you're the curator. How did you get into this role? And how are you enjoying it, sis?
I got into this role, like, I founded the company Black Social. I work with Lockie Little, who is a Jabba Jabba man who lives on Nugambeh Country. And we just wanted to keep making First Nations music events. And I think both of us work in some non-Indigenous spaces, and that's, you know, important to have people of platforms there. But we know it feels different and hits different when we get to just work for ourselves and our community.
Yeah.
So that's why we have this space.
Beautiful. And they say, if the music is the essence of life, then play on. And that's exactly what you do. So deadly. Now, Alethea, we look at your beautiful surname, Beetson. So any connection to the man?
Absolutely, Arthur Beetson. Yes. He's my granddad's brother, my uncle.
Beautiful. Fantastic. So you're kicking goals here in the Black Day Out. Let me tell you that, sister.
Yeah.
Scoring tries left, right, and centre.
Kicking goals. That's good. Picking up the ball and running with it, really.
That's right, exactly. And using music as the vehicle, which is fantastic. So, look, to the mob out there. Now, if they want to get tickets, how do they go about it, sister?
Just head to blacksocial.com or to the Black Social, B-L-A-K Social, Instagram page. There's a link in our bio, or you can head to the Tivoli website. Deadly is the discount code for mob. But as
Deadly
always,
is the discount code. Deadly is the discount code. Yeah. Well, you know, mob got deadly. That's the second word in every sentence we talk.
Yeah,
so then we get discounts left, right, and centre. Shut up. Too deadly. Too deadly. See, there it goes. Too deadly. Too deadly. Well, congratulations. Thank you very much. Like I said, there's a date claimer for our mob out there, 21st of January 2023, Fortitude Valley. It's all happening there. So check out the social media. Check out Black Day Out. Good yarning with you, my sister. Keep doing what you're doing. Big shout out to the team, locking the team. And it's fantastic, my sister.
Thank you so much. We love being celebrated. So thank you.
Take care. We'll talk soon, sis.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn. Deadly yarn there. That's with Alethea Beetson, curator. Black Day Out. So there's a date claimer, 21st of January 2023. They're in Brisbane, Fortitude Valley. But check it out, all the socials, on Black Day Out, B-L-A-K. And have a look at, if you are in Brisbane around that time, then look, kill two birds, one stone. Go down there, do your business. Go down and catch up with the family. Go down there, do shopping. And then go and check out the Black Day Out. Too deadly. Have you saying yarn up strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. Yarn up strong here with your daily program, so do you utilize it? Too deadly.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416. We'll be right back. that's money. Life all the way to the bank, motherfucker. Money, you forgot who to thank, motherfucker. What's your worth, what you say, motherfucker. You forgot who to pay, motherfucker. My accountant needs time to breathe. Said it gets too deep when he counts receipts. Bills at the hills, that mountain steep. When I move bars, it passes the sea. She like, oh my god, tsunami guy. Hold your tongue, just calm your farm. I got a dip for the drama starts. Don't wanna set it off like a car alarm. Don't wanna chit chat, crack in a six pack. I'm not here for the blah blah blah. Gotta get quick cash, give a stack, whiplash, door quick, fast like Ramadan. Money. Count on me, you sound asleep. Counting sheep, I'm counting green. You doubting me, I'm working, I got mouths to feed. I'm making moves, I'm making you so proud of me. Aren't you proud of me?
That's money.
Someone tell these motherfuckers how to act. If you see me laughing, cause I'm heading to the bank. If you see me parking, better pull up in a tank. Pulling rank. Spend it, make it back. Now go and get the bag. Spend it, make it back, money in the bank.
Money.
Spend it, make it back, money in the bank. Spend it, make it back, money in the bank. Spend it, make it back, money in the bank.
Money white, money black, money gone, money back, money this, money that, no money, funny that.
Hilarious,
hilarious,
funny like Jim Carious. Struggle to pay your rent, I took carious, so you could live vicarious. And there it is, compared to this, you're a scary chip. Wanna get slapped, dog, you a lap dog, wanna yap around pit bull terriers.
Count on me,
I'm everything that you think you allowed to be,
allowed to be.
Subjects with no budgets want the ground from me.
Half
the gems and the stones I gave out for free.
Free.
You should bow to me.
That's
someone
money.
Tell these motherfuckers how to act. If you see
money.
Me laughing, cause I'm heading to the bank. If you see me parking, better pull up in a tank. Pulling rank. Spend it, make it back. Now go and get the bag.
My words, my mind, my time.
What?
That's money.
My words, my mind, my time.
What?
That's
money.
Life all the way to the bank. You forgot who to thank, what's your worth, what you say, you forgot who to pay, pay respect, but also pay me money, pay respect, but also pay me money.
Yeah, that's money. That's Briggs here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. I'm going to catch up a yarn now. We've got Uncle Peter, Uncle Boomy on the line. I'm going to have a say. Uncle Peter, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, my son.
Good, good, good. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Uncle Peter?
My tribal language is Gimoy Wallabara.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much.
As an elder.
Yes.
As an elder.
Yes.
My real name is Boomy.
Boomy, okay. Uncle, thank you very much. And what do you want to yarn about today, Uncle?
Well, yarning about today, you was talking to one bloke there yesterday, and I stopped my car. I said, oh, right, it's maybe my time to talk to Murray from the Curry.
Now. Yeah, yeah, beautiful, yeah, yeah.
Like, me now with Mum and Dad, I got a history with me, and like my mother was a Gribbon, and he had a brother named Norman, and Granddad and Granny there from Cloncurry, and Mum was born in Georgetown, and she went back to Cloncurry, and I met all the tribe, and you was there with me, and I got Urim in that. He went overseas too. Yeah. Say hello to him, dear.
Hey, Uncle Trev.
Hey, brother, how are you? You
I'm well, hey.
Very good.
Not
Happy
sure.
New Year, brother.
Let me talk.
Yeah, yeah. Stay
anyway,
out of it, Urulum.
my nephew, he left school now, and he's going back to the Centrelink.
Yeah.
And I got it, the 70 year old, and his name Joseph King. And see, when we went on the doll about 1618, we had the cane paddock. Well, Dad from Gunjana, that's Red Lynch.
Yep.
And Fishery Falls, all in place, you know?
Hmm.
And Trevor and Charlie and Amy were there. They were on the cane and got going to school there. See, Dad said, well, you tried a cane, but these kids got nothing to try there when they leave school, you know?
Oh, okay. You're talking about the kids of today? You're talking about the kids of today, Uncle?
Yeah, the kids of today see a lot of stealing and a couple of mines in jail and they're going to court.
Yeah.
And the knowledge that I have, that like from Redling, Gunjara, right, Tuna, Yarraba, and all the place. I've been with Mum and Dad, you know?
Yes.
Mum and Chair love that way. And and Dad shared his love from here. And I used to say to Redlink and Fishery Falls all the place, and there's some ladies living there, like Genocide, they're my brother's wife, and Norman Gribben's wife's still there. I said, the Gribben lot's still there, in Yarrawa. And that's your lot too.
Yes.
See, with the thing I've got, the knowledge about trees and the cook things, and I better hurry up that I'm going to pass it down to them, you know?
Yes.
I feel like feathering my own nest as an Aboriginal man. And,
yep.
You know, that I need to get through, but I can't. I can't get a loan or. But my knowledge, you know, that you can beat me on all these other stuff, but you can't beat me for the right stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of giving a welcoming and that, and well, I got Muruman Gunja and Ural and me, we're here, and we can fly out, we can do this and that, but the team that really got me, I got these kids, they got nothing, you know?
Sure.
You know,
so you're concerned about our kids and their future, are you?
What I said?
You're concerned about our kids and their future in today's society.
Yeah. I've done a lot of work in the school in town, in Jim
sure.
Way enough. But I see a bit more step. You was talking to one bloke yesterday, you know, and so, like I said, I stopped the car and said, oh, that's good talk with Treb, you know.
Oh, that was the Professor Ross Hommel. And he's a foundation professor of criminology and criminal justice at Griffith University.
Yeah.
He's talking about the kids need love.
Now, these kids are doing a lot of stealing now, you know?
Yes.
And our lot, my lot, getting involved, and there's no future there.
Mm.
You know, there's future outside the jail, not inside, and I need to deliver now. And I don't know how we go with this, you know. I don't want to get behind people and say, I will run your book and all that. I don't go for that. I need to do things on my own.
Sure.
I've got help, you know. And I feel like saying it's all going to be me. Now I want to feather my nest, man, you know. I'm going to share my love because I've done it in these schools here, about Shake a Leg and at Gardam. But they'll get a good little hello. But I'm looking at the kids now that they have nothing, you know.
A bit lost.
Yeah, and now I got to deliver, but I don't know, you jump, you get on these things, you know, but it's a bit of a thing there.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad you and me went over to visit his daughter, you know, and that's a good thing, you know, that she needs something. I said, well, you got to give them kids because now we can't give our kids anything, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a computer or a land to see or a talk or... You know, they see me giving a welcoming. They said, oh, what that mean then? Uncle, Dad, granddad? You know, you get nothing. Your pocket empty all the time. And
so empowering our young indigenous kids about culture and understanding what it is.
Steel and spear and warm around. They said, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
But you need to sit them down and have a knife. But I can't flick a finger and say, hey, I've got a nice big house. I've got a nice big wall. I've got a plane and to fix all these things. You know, like the men's shed and all that.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah. I hear you. Can you hear me?
Trev.
Can you hear me? Uncle.
He went out.
Yeah, I lost him. That's Uncle Peter Boomy, Uncle Peter Hyde, having his say and talking about the work he does as an elder in schools and what have you, and he's just concerned about our youth of today and regarding the crime rate that's lifting. He's just commentating on Professor Ross Hommel, who I had on the program yesterday. He's a foundation professor of criminology and criminal justice at Griffith University, and he too says that a lot of the kids are missing love, and also the curriculum needs to change, and all kids, black and white, not all kids want to go to university. So that's the conversation, a very important conversation, because we look at the crime rate that's happening around this country and it's increasing regarding crime rate, youth crime rate, that is. And we are all in this together, and it takes community to raise a child. Have you seen Yana Strong? Enter the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, we'll stop Sister Christine Anu there, Milo and home. We've got Uncle Peter back on the line. Uncle Peter Boomer, you there?
Might be too much power, eh?
Yeah, too much power, brother. Too much power. You're talking from the heart. Yeah, so powerful in what you're talking about, Uncle. And we need to need to engage with our young ones a lot more in the cultural sense, is what I'm picking up, Uncle.
Yeah, that's right.
And it needs to be changed in schools, don't you think? There should be, as Professor said yesterday, not all kids are going to university or want to go to university, and that's okay, you know. The curriculum needs to change a bit.
There's some place that rarely we see to really get used, you know?
Yeah.
And, well, up the Urim way to there, there's a place there, Urim. Help me. And I need to get in there, you know, like, but, I don't know how you do these sort of thing, you know? Like,
sure.
I'm asking in a good way because I need to pass all these things down to my kids and whoever wants to come along, because I've done it in all these schools here.
Sure, yes.
Yeah, but I need to do it more with them, you know. But I seem to be like a boat on my own with these sort of messages.
Sometimes
you know?
You feel as though you're rowing the boat by yourself, is what I'm
Hello?
Saying.
Gone again.
You hear me? No, I lost you, Uncle. Uncle.
Hang up. Turn the speaker off.
Yep. You there?
There
you there? Hello. No. Oi, Urulum. Uncle Peter. Boomy.
Still connected.
Yeah, I can hear you, Mob. Don't talk about me now.
Not on hold.
All right, we have to say goodbye. Try and catch up again. They've got some faults going on there with their phone, or maybe my end. I don't know their end, either way. But good to have Uncle on and talk about the space that he's working in as an elder, working with schools, Queensland schools. Up here in far north Queensland, and of course he talks about culture and getting that happening. So very important. Good to hear from our elders, and that's how powerful this show is in regard to having yarns, Murray Yarns, but open for anybody and everybody, and talking all topics, having your say. I think we got Selwyn online. Selwyn, good morning.
Yeah, but I just had the radio on for 15 minutes, brother, but I look at on Facebook, so I don't know if Darren from Cairns ringing. Did Darren ring in? He's got a program for Cairns for January 26th, right, brother?
Yes.
He did ring in, eh?
Who's that, sorry?
Darren, eh? Sovereign News got a site, Facebook site, and he advertised what's going to happen here on January 26th, brother.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't had that conversation yet.
Oh, okay. Well, he might kiss me anyway.
Lovely.
Yeah, brother, on that... on the tail end of, like children again, brother.
Yeah.
And that, like I said before, that AFL mob that used to be down in Ormola Street, you know, the other day I used to come around and pick my girl up, and I got a bit, same with St. Margaret, the girls are still, they could stay out until 10 o'clock, but I had a gut feeling about this this bus mob that used to come and take kids, supposedly, I think they're dysfunctional, the Triple M kids mainly.
Mm.
I used to supposedly go out to Farm Cove to do fishing, and they stayed out there after 10, and I had a funny feeling about this because she never come up with any fish. And so I said, I won't be able to go back out there anymore, but that's what it. But no good, the bus comes around, and they pull up at the bus, at the mailbox, and I used to feel they push this little girl up, and then she sort of felt obligated to go. One of her little mates, I think, and my daughter had to go, and I didn't like it. And if I would have said something, I felt because like I said, that well, black male was so stigmatized now. Oh, that's coercive control, or that that's why I was sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place, brother.
Okay, right.
That's why.
We're trying to get our kids active, but you took another way.
I've agencies around town here. I want to use another. I get a bit suspicious of these black folk organizations that want to just do it just to get the funding, brother. And they don't talk to like me. And next minute, my daughter saying, "Oh, look, Dad, I'm going to go get my own income." They said, "Oh, you know, you could go something and get your own income." Thank you, brother. That's my little.
Okay.
Okay, brother. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. That's Brother Selwyn having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Like I said, a voice for our people. Good to have the yarns. And it is your program. Murray just steering the ship. That's all I'm doing. But great to be a host for this daily program, National Talk Black. We're back for 2023. I think I've been doing the program for about coming up to 12 years now, but enjoying it. It is a vehicle that we use and we go out and have an SA. Yeah, grassroots, you know. All decisions are made at the Canberra level in that sense, you know. But we can still have our say, and they do listen to our conversations. Don't worry about that. But with that, Trinity Trevor going to sign off for today's program. Thank you very much for your company, your mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And I'll be back in the hospital again tomorrow with that with those deadly yarns. Let's go to the Black Image, Deadly Brothers and Sisters. Big shout out to Black Image up there at Hopewell. And we've got the news coming up very soon via NIRS, National Israeli Service. Big shout out to the NIRS team. Thank you for your company, your mob. Too deadly.